Ed Sullivan says,
"Believe me, this is it. The Big Show is really
Vinyl Cobwebs."
Damien, what are we doing back in Vinyl Cobweb Studio? Where are we? We're in downtown Murray.
Murray, Utah. That's right. That's kind of a neighbor of Salt Lake City. Anyway, here we are again after almost a year's absence.
Vinyl Cobwebs
200. It is over a year. Isn't it August of last year?
You're stepping on me. I knew this would happen. Yes,
okay.
It's been over a year, and due to popular demand, you asked for it, you got it. Premium Deluxe is returned. Yeah, 226.
Vinyl Cobwebs 226. Oh boy, I'm always repeating what Donovan says.
That's because you don't know what to say. You're a freaking parrot, Premium.
I'm just rusty.
Talk like a parrot.
I'm premiumly rusty.
Alright, without further ado, we'll play some platters that matter for you. And Premium along the way will tell us about his latest venture. I'm sure you'll want to stay tuned on this one.
Now anyone who can guess who is playing this instro music can email us and get a free copy of Dithering Doodles. It's my own zine that I created. Yes.
I said you were going to talk about it later. You gave it away. But you'll talk more later about it. You'll talk some more. So, anyway.
Enjoy Vinyl Cobwebs 226.
I don't even know who this is. Poke you in the belly, Premium!
Oh boy. Okay, microphone's back on. Yes, I'm talking. Okay. Yes, the first up on this Vinyl Cobwebs number 226 is a 45 RPM I got of Larry Williams, one of his more obscure ones on the Specialty Records label. Same label that Little Richard recorded for. Anyway, using the same backup band, no doubt. I got it for a song called The Dummy, even though I hadn't heard it before, and it's a pretty good song, but I've had it. Donovan says it's my theme song, The Dummy. Yeah, I am. I'm 50 years old. My brain cells are demultiplying. 50 years old! Anyway, we're going to play the other side, which I haven't really noticed. The other day I happened to be going through these records, and I decided to play, what's this Hoochie Coo thing on the other side? So I played it, and I go, I like it a lot better than the Dummy song. Sounds like a Fats Domino recording session. Just insert his voice, but I like this Larry Williams record. I hope you do, too. Let's play Hoochie Coo from Larry Williams. Probably 57 or probably most likely 58. Here we go.
When you're low and you're feeling blue, there's a dance that I think you should do. Old folks can do it and the young folks too. The Hoochie Coo. Oh, what? know how to do the hoochie coo. The hoochie hoo, you know, the hoochie coo.
Oh, I just dig that hoochie coo record. Really, it sounds like a carnival ride record.
Pram, that record's kind of sketchy and a little bit sketchy. And you blaming it on the speakers here, I disagree.
Well, maybe it won't sound that bad coming out of people's computer speakers.
Probably not. You know, there's probably a lot of people now listening to us on those mobile phone things, those iPhones.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Did you see Steve Jobs died?
I know!
He died last week.
He made it possible for us to air Vinyl Cobwebs for all you people on the media that you are now listening to this on.
And, you know, in the last 10 years, Pram, we've lost Steve Jobs, no jobs. We lost Johnny Cash, no cash. And we lost Bob Hope, no hope. Please, Kevin Bacon, don't die.
Oh, that's a good one, Donovan. Wow, you must have felt long and hard to come up with that.
Bacon. Bacon.
That's so good.
I don't die. Don't die, don't die.
Yeah. Should we play another record?
Anyway, I was going to tell you, can visit scaryguyvideo.com. Scary Guy Video, spelled with a...
Hey!
Yes, you can get all sorts of esoteric, vintage, and strange science fiction films and rarities of all kind. Just point your web browser to scaryguyvideo.com, spelled with a K.
Do it today!
Hey, Premium. All right, this is good.
Citizens, you no longer have to settle for those English super agents. Now you can buy American, because our man Flint is here. Flint, the all-American man that everybody calls for when the world is really in trouble.
Help.
Our man Flint is a karate champion.
Hi-ya!
Our man Flint makes love in 47 languages.
And in every one of them, he's marvelous.
Our man Flint goes into action accompanied only by his 4 beautiful girl bodyguards and armed only with a cigarette lighter that converts into 82 deadly weapons.
It's made in the USA.
Yes, our man Flint, the superhero of all time.
Is Flint from Texas?
He's bigger than Texas. He's so big, he's in CinemaScope and color by Deluxe. From 20th Century Fox.
You old folks always are telling us kids about the wonderful things we've missed. Well, here's a great old song of yours.
With a brand new twist, yeah, Daisy, Daisy. Give me your answer, do. I'm half crazy, all for the love of you. Ooty-dooty-dooty, it won't be a stylish marriage, 'cause I can't afford tea. A horseless carriage, you look sweet on the seat of a bicycle built for the two of us, the two of us. Daisy, tell me what you plan to do. I'm half crazy, all for the love of you. Baby doll, prairie flower, it won't be a slap bang up wedding. Do you hear? 'Cause I'm still trying to rake up the 42nd payment on the gasoline I used last year. But you look sweet upon the seat of a bicycle, a billy 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 built for two, just built for two.
Hey friends, this installment of Vinyl Cobwebs is brought to you by our good friends at ScaryGuyVideo.com, spelled with a K. At ScaryGuyVideo.com, spelled with a K, you'll find the most obscure and bizarre films of all kinds. Lost educational films, rare TV episodes, creepy science fiction, and disturbing horror.
Disturbing horror! Disturbing horror! Don't take my word for it. Don't take my word for it. You must check it out yourself. The hippest malevolent media around. ScaryGuyVideo.com. Spelled with a K.
Premium, where were you in 1982?
I was 21, Donovan, working at the cemetery.
That's the 101 Strings off their highly sought-after LP, The Astral Sounds from Beyond the Year 2000.
The Premium. Astral 100 Strings.
Do you have a copy of this?
It's from 1969, I think. No, I do not.
It's on the Alshar label.
Sell it to me.
Some of the song titles, like, what did I just say? Oh, where were you in 1982? Well, that was, what, 13 years in the future.
From that time, yeah.
Years. And a bad trip back to 69. Lots of fun space sounds, and it's when the 101 Strings tried to get hip, and it just didn't work. I don't think many old ladies bought this.
That was the year it was recorded, in 1969, and I'm sure the old ladies of 69 were much less hip than the ones that are around now. So I can't imagine any old lady would have bought that in 1969.
Speaking of old ladies, what do you think old ladies of our generation are going to look like? Are they going to have blue hair and have those hairdos they get done only once a week?
Well, there'll be a lot of old ladies with tattoos and ear thingies, and they'll outdo their children.
Oh, you're saying the generation that's after us. None of our generation has that, Premium.
Yeah, that's true.
Premium, you're 50. You know what? You're not even in my generation. You're
I'm 10 years older than Donovan.
You're 50.
I'm 50, Donovan. That means you're 40.
So are there any complications from turning 50? Anything different from your 40s?
It gets harder to get up in the morning to go to work. It gets harder to deal with the cold. It gets harder to deal with lots of people being noisy and crazy around you. That kind of thing.
Somebody told me, I think it was a little bird that whispered in my ear, that you have bad gas problems now.
I do?
Do you?
No.
Did you turn 50? And did you have problems digesting? You have problems digesting, Premium.
No, I don't.
I'm going to beat the digestion out of you. Are you ready? I want you to turn around and face that window.
I'm nearly a black belt in karate now, you know that?
I know, but it doesn't work. You're a 50-year-old black belt. Okay, face that window over there, Premium. Okay. We're going to fix that gas problem.
What do you got to do?
I'm going to beat you up. Beat up. I'm not ready yet. Oh. Beat up your digestive tract.
Hey, you like that happy sound? That's a good time sound.
Last night I had a dream, saddest dream of my life.
Okay, everybody, that was none other than the Accents. Turn the record off, come on. They had that song called Wiggle Wiggle, and it's on the Brunswick's Records label, but this is the flip side called Dreamin' and Schemin'. And the Hoochie Coo record I played a while ago was from 1959, not 1958. I had to go on the internet and research to get the date right. Hey, Final Cobwebs 226, did you miss us? I hope you did.
Why is the music playing?
Oh, because I wanted to check the date on that. Oh. It's back there in the background on the playing in there.
What did you say? What did you say?
Oh, I was just telling him.
Where is it in the background?
Hoochie Coo is from 1959.
And what's where in the background on the what?
Oh, it's on your computer. I
no!
I had to go on the internet and research.
No, we don't mention the internet, Premium.
Ah, people, get over the internet thing.
Your Retropolis is crumbling.
Oh, it's 58. Sorry. Hoochie Coo, 1958. It is 58. Sorry.
You know, for somebody 50 years old, you sure don't have much retro in you.
I don't.
You're supposed to be broadcasting from downtown Murray on the top of Smokestack. It's no longer there.
Oh,
you know,
the smokestacks.
Those smokestacks here in Murray, Premium, they're gone.
Dynamited to the ground many moons ago.
They're gone in that place we used to eat. Take five.
It's still, that Take Five is...
Oh, no, it's shut gone. Down 3 years ago.
Oh, no!
And you know what's scary?
They had those good milkshakes.
You should go over there while you're in downtown Murray tonight.
Let's go there now.
No, no. Well, we can't eat anything there, but it's exactly as it was 3 years ago. They still even have the letters on the sign. And it's got cobwebs growing on it.
Oh,
you would
it's
love
just
it.
Decrepit now.
Why
it's
did you put
abandoned.
The music on in the background, Craven?
It's Larry Williams. I was doing that research like I was telling you. It's 58... Because it did say 59 on one spot there, and it confused me. I'm confused. This is a very confusing episode of Vinyl Cobwebs. It may be our very last, or it could be among many of the very first.
Hey, 50-year-old Premium, tell them how to email us in these hellish chambers.
Oh, God, you always ask me that because you know I can't remember.
Well, yeah, do it as Drac. I'll be Frankenstein because Halloween's right around
well,
the
that
corner.
Means we should have this record on in the background.
Oh, okay, put it on. Premium didn't pot it down. Premium knows a lot about
pot. We have to put on sounds to make you shiver on the Soma Records label.
Speaking of pot, Premium knows a lot about...
What?
Nothing.
Stupid.
Oh, my... You're welcome to the Vinyl Cobwebs Halloween Spooktacular. Why does my Frank sound so sick?
Oh, this is Count Cuckoo right here on Vinyl Cobwebs number 226.
Vinyl Cobwebs.
Oh, Darvada, listen to the wonderful sounds of Halloween.
Get vintage on me, Drac. Get vintage on me. Tell me every day, buy something on eBay.
Every day, Frankenberry, buy something on eBay.
Every day, sell something on eBay.
Are you making fun of a past episode where I stuttered in such a manner?
I'm quoting you verbatim. Oh, speaking of verbatim, oh, damn it, these bolts in my neck are so freaking loose.
Oh, it's time to get out the wrench and tighten the bolts on your neck.
Tighten my fucking bolts, do it now!
Here we go.
Creak!
Creak, creak!
Double creak me, come on!
And a double creak. Creak, a creak, a double creak, creak, creak.
Oh, this is sounding awful. Sounds like when Harry met Sally when they're eating in the restaurant. Yep. Remember when Billy Crystal tightened Meg Ryan's bolts? Do you remember that? You're a 50-year-old Dracula.
Yes, I do recall ancient history that was.
Oh, this is really bad. We gonna play a Halloween platter?
I don't think I brought any unless you did.
I think I have a Halloween platter that matters.
Well, we better graft one on.
Graft it on. Remember when that skin graft you got on your freaking hand when you cut your finger off in the meat plant?
Oh, yes.
They put Premium in one of those hyperbaric chambers. He looked just like Wacko Jacko. He was lying there going, oh, oxygen. Oh, it feels so good. All this oxygen is just out of control.
The only drawback was they forced me to watch a showing of Moonstruck.
Awful. Are you serious? I'm serious.
That's absolutely... That's fucking terrifying.
Uh-oh. That is terrifying.
This episode of Final Cobwebs is rated PG-13.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie while watching Moonstruck.
Time out. Did you really watch Moonstruck while you were in the hyperbaric chamber?
Unfortunately, I did.
Is that that movie with Cher and that stupid Michael lady?
Nicolas Cage.
Oh, God. Now that's terrifying.
She's still pretty hot for her age.
Who, Nicolas Cage?
No. Cher.
Oh. Oh, God. Let's move on. Wonderful rendition of Speedy Gonzales.
Break it, buddy!
That was by Charo. It was off her an 8-track cartridge called Coochie Coochie, 1977. Charo, you know?
I have to give Lou a big spanking for playing that goofy 8-track record. I have to give you much grief.
What do you mean, 8-track record?
Because it is not a record. It is a tape, and this is about vinyl records.
I know, but it's so delicious, that number. And look at her. Look at her. Look at those Latino breasts. Look at the cartridge. See the nipples?
In Spanish, you would call it delicioso.
Yes.
It is a very Spanish record. I mean, a tape. Well,
record, a tape.
That is the most unusual version of that song I have ever heard. Who knew that it would be picked up by somebody in 1970-something during the disco era?
And anyway, welcome to the Halloween spooktacular section of 226. Tell them how to email us.
Email us here in these hellish cobwebby confines at vinylcobwebs@hotmail.com.
All right, you said you were going to play a Halloween record from Vintage Record. What are we going to listen to next?
I will pull one out of my random Draculicious hat.
I thought you were going to say you're going to pull it out of your random... I was gonna say.
The gold bell.
What are we listening to?
I can't. I need my glasses because I'm a 50-year-old vampire.
Oh my god, a 50-year-old vampire needs his spectacles.
I used to not need the glasses, and now my age is forcing me to the rims of the little gold spectacle.
Oh my gosh, what the hell was that? You just had like a major seizure, vampire seizure.
I'm grieving the loss of my youth. I can't read anymore without glasses. Ugh.
You know, those stupid Twilight movies are giving you guys a bad name.
Well, oh, yeah.
Oh, awful. I hate those Twilight movies.
Younger generation of vampires is...
Vampires?
they've gone a different direction.
All right, I've had enough of you and your bespectacled head. We're going to listen to I Am the Wolfman. I Am the Wolfman, because we don't have a Wolfman here right now.
I'm hungry for some blah.
This is Round Robin, right here on Vinyl Cobwebs. Yeah.
Blood pudding.
Arrgh.
It sounds so good. love's a thing you cannot hide. It gives you butterflies inside. That's the way I feel. He's my ideal. How I'd love to wear his pin. And I'd wear it, lose or win. That's the way I feel. He's my ideal. Love to hold his hand. And I take a vow. When I think of him, this heart of mine goes pow, pow, pow. Who it is, I'll never tell. But in my heart he rang a bell. That's the way I feel. He's my ideal. Stars come out, Cupid, take a bow. Send that boy to me and let my heart go pow, pow, pow. Need a feather in my cap, gonna set a tender trap. That's the way I feel for real.
That's a sweet little record, as rendered by Annette Funicello from 1962, one you never hear, one of her lesser known things, but I kind of like it because it's very sparse arrangement and very intimate feeling. And who would not want to get intimate with Annette Funicello back in the day, of course? Anyway, good luck to her in her older age because she's having a lot of problems. She is still alive, right?
Your show, not good.
We should have the fact checkers check on that. Don't you think?
I think we should.
I think we should, yeah.
Is she still with us? Has someone stuck a file number on the sticker on the record? It's number 28.
A file number?
I'd like to know what the other 28 records were besides this one in that little record, 45 RPM carrying box.
Does that drive you nuts when you buy a 45 RPM and it's got some stupid sticker on it? It ruins the label and everything.
Yeah, it kind of does, but
look
this case...
Look, it's stuck right over the graphic on the label.
It's right next to the Vista sign.
Vista.
Well, they didn't put on it. They put it right next to it.
Say it. What's the name of the label?
Vista.
Vista.
Buena Vista.
No, say it again. Say it right.
It means good view. Vista.
Vista. You're putting the emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Now look, Spanish people look at it and say vista.
No, vista.
Because the I would go E.
Say it, Premium.
Vista.
No, vista.
Vista.
Premium, beat you up! You frustrate me to no end. You know, I wonder why I don't change this program to Donovan's Vinyl Cobwebs and just give you the axe.
Maybe you should.
You're fired, Premium.
What?
Oh.
This is the lamest episode ever.
But it's good. It's good, Premium. It reminds me of the episodes number 1 through 49. You ever listen to those? Do you ever get retro and vintage on yourself and go listen to those? Do you ever pop one out and put it in the CD
only,
player?
The
do you
only...
Ever, do you ever long to have Hank Hempel back on the program? Gosh, I'm talking to ya!
The only drawback is that we only had to share one mic back then.
That was a drawback. That was a terrible drawback.
And actually, when you think of it and listen to those shows, they were absolutamente horrible. Of course, not much worse than this one.
This one will clean up better. You'll listen back and you'll go, that was wonderful. My favorite.
And I say to myself, it's wonderful, wonderful. This is your station for cobwebs that are really cobwebby. Classic cobwebs that really cobweb. Vinyl Cobwebs. You can visit our website at vinylcobwebs.freeservers.com, and you can send us an email sometime too. Premium will answer within 24 hours, that's for sure. That's vinylcobwebs@hotmail.com. Premium Deluxe, he's beefcake.
Yes, that is the Avengers 6, an obscure surf combo. And actually, there was more than four people in the group, it looked like. But anyway, this is their song called Time Bomb on the Mark 56 Records label. One of those really strange records with a strange history behind the label, anyway. But the album is very highly sought after, and it's got a picture of them gathered around a ice cream truck. Owned by the guy that runs the record company, because he also ran this ice cream outfit, you know, Goo Goo truck outfit. And so there was a tie-in on that. And it's a very highly sought-after record. But I have a 45 with Time Bomb, and the other side's a cover of The Ventures' Slaughter on 10th Avenue, Donovan!
That's also on the Real Cool Hits LP. We should get an original copy of that.
Yes, we should.
Like you said, highly sought-after. And speaking of highly sought-after, I'm holding in my hands your debut issue of your new zine.
Dithering Doodles!
Tell them about it.
Yes, well, I won't go into a big old spiel like I wanted to, but the zines are self-made little magazines that people do. You can just get some office-sized paper, fold it over, and draw some cartoons. Well, office, you know, standard office, or any kind of size you want, really. And you can make your own cartoons, or poetry, or photography, or all three, or just some of the above. And then you can staple them all together, go to Kinko's and copy all the pages, and get them all together and whatever, and staple them up and send them out to your friends and stuff. And there's a zine network out there. It's been kind of an underground scene going on for the last, 25 years or so with this stuff. And people make their own little zines, and there's different categories. Mine's in the comics category, and a lot of them are pretty sleazy. I've seen some of them, you know, but, you know, it's freedom of the press thing. You can do whatever you want, but I try to keep it clean, and, you know, it's something that your grandma can probably look at and laugh along with, or your kids, or your...
A small child might enjoy your graphics, your pictures.
Yes, I don't get into the dirty realm like some of these.
Premium drew a whole bunch of artwork. You know, this really shows how talented you are. It also shows you how unmanageable you are as well.
Yes.
You should be doing this for Somebody should pay you.
Well, I've always been somebody that doodles on, you know, pieces of paper that are around and whatever. And over the years, I've gotten to be a pretty good cartoonist. So if you would like to see some of my work, you can get one for free. Usually I'm charging $3 for these babies. 36 pages of cartoons and weird commentary and stuff that goes along with it. And flashbacks of my earlier life, like going to the secondhand stores and looking for records when I was 13. You'll have a bunch of fun. But anyway, email me personally, or you can email Vinyl Cobwebs, whichever. My personal email is premiumdeluxe@hotmail.com. And say you listen to Wanna Dithering Doodles and you heard it on Vinyl Cobwebs, and I'll send one free if you give me an address.
Vinyl Cobwebs!
Vinyl Cobwebs! And people make their own little zines.
I should have said to her that maybe would have changed her mind to stay. I should have said to her, like, girl, I love you, so let love find a way. Was it that she just couldn't understand a man like me? Was I too brave? I should have said to her that maybe would have changed her mind to stay. I should have said to her, like, girl, I love you, so let love find a way. Why didn't I try telling her she was on my mind? Why didn't I try telling her now she's gone?
Things I should have said to her back in the day, but now she's long gone, but in hindsight, maybe it's a good thing. Hindsight is a wonderful lesson, giver. Yes. Anyway, Dithering Doodles. Oh, that was the Grassroots, by the way. 1967, Summer of Love.
Sounded
like the spooky thing coming into the house.
Scary.
Vinyl Cobweb Studios. Hey, here's one cartoon panel I'll read to you. You can't see the picture, so you won't see. But if I do this, then you'll go, I got to get the magazine so I can see what the pictures look like. Okay, here's
do
how.
Do funny voices.
It has three things.
Premium. Do funny voices.
Here we go.
Do funny voices, okay?
Deedle, deedle, deedle. Deedle, deedle, deedle. Creak, creak, creak. Dangle, dangle, dangle. Deedle, deedle, deedle. And that's the comic strip. So now you got to get the comic strip and see. What the hell is all this deedle stuff?
Are you serious?
I am serious.
That was not good at all. No one knows what deedle deedle means.
Yeah, but if they see the comic, they'll go, oh, this makes sense. It's funny. Ha ha, ho ho.
Should we go to a phone call, Premium?
Yes.
I think somebody's calling about your dithering doodles.
So let's see. You should
let's go to line.
While you're thinking about it, order a dithering doodles.
I think somebody's calling online about this. Check this phone call. Right here. Caller, you're on the air with Premium Deluxe.
Hi.
Yes, is this 377-7383?
Yes!
This is Mountain Bell in Provo, and we have been getting reports from that number that there have been obscene and prank phone calls.
Yeah, Dithering Doodles was my first issue, my first zine. I'm 50 years old, and I finally created a zine. Do you want to order it?
We can get, I understand this is a student number at Brigham Young, the university, and we can get it disconnected if this thing continues. Now, do you know anything about it?
Beetle, beetle, beetle. Creak, creak, creak. Dangle, dangle, dangle. Beetle, beetle, beetle.
Ma'am, this isn't funny, and we're going to have some servicemen over there to disconnect your phone if it persists any longer.
Okay, next call, or next record.
Alrighty then, it's
funny. Well, somebody's interested.
Ah, the laboratory where frightful experiments are conducted.
Ernie, I enjoyed that sandwich we had at Crown Burger tonight. I enjoyed especially your conversation about our next black president.
Oh, yes. It'll be Herman Cain, I think.
Now, who is Herman Cain, and how does he compare to Obama?
Well, he...
Ernie, are you
actually,
okay?
Actually, he's one of them conservative guys. But he's actually more authentically black than Barack Hussein Obama.
Authentically black? Explain!
Yeah, he's actually down with the struggle. Dog? There's this dog and his pugs. Quit it. Anyway, he's more down with the struggle, and he's not even half white, half black like Barack Hussein Obama is. And he knows how to run a business. So I think that's what we need. We need somebody who knows how to run a business.
He's like a dark-skinned Ross Perot.
Ross Perot? Yes.
Ernie, this is awful. We got hired to do my own cobwebs, and we're lousing things up.
Right,
let's go to a record.
Okay, right here.
Oh, God.
Right over here.
This is awful. Down with the what do you call it? Down with the what?
Down with the struggle.
Oh, I say, as you American chaps say, that was frightfully well done.
Gee whiz, I can't believe that you love me. I can't believe that an angel like you could fall in love with me so tenderly. Gee whiz, why do I thrill when you kiss me? My heart stands still when I'm holding your hand. The feeling is oh, so grand, oh, so grand. How do you talk to an angel? What words should I say? What shall I do? Gee whiz.
Arg!
Oh, back once again on Vinyl Cobwebs. Have you ordered your copy of Dithering Doodles? It's free, you know. Usually I charge $3. Well,
those, what are those?
Why did you just say I cannot decipher?
I said, what are those? What are those sounds? It sounds like zombie Caribbean guys playing those drums. What are those?
Those are steel drums from the Caribbean.
What are those?
Trinidadian Caribbean drums. Right here on vinyl cobwebs number 226.
Zach, what are those? What are those? They what are those sounds?
They are added there for your listening pleasure.
I don't like.
Yes.
I don't like Caribbean steel drums. Don't like them. I don't like them at all.
It is the land where voodoo reigns supreme. The voodoo drums and the voodoo steel magnolias.
Well, we heard Gee Whiz.
He hates Gee Whiz.
We heard Gee Whiz by Bob Earl.
Bob and Earl. Years before they did Harlem Shuffle.
Ah, I like the Rolling Stones version of that song.
Of Harlem Shuffle?
I do.
I think it's kind of lame compared to Bob and Earl.
What was that?
But not near as lame as those stupid Twilight movies. Twilight movies. Twilight movies. Twilight movies. Twilight movies.
All right. Vinyl cobwebs. Good.
You missed a course in school, and I'm going to give you lesson number one.
Oh, what do I do now?
Brenda, 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 my love. B is for the best little love that I ever have had.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
R is for really, really treating me right. I'm gonna tell you. E is for every single time you throw me honey. N for never letting me down. Then comes D for your devotion and A for always being around. Best in the world for me. A friend of my love. The B is for the big bright smile that you flash my way. Hey.
Yeah.
R is for your readiness to come when I call. I'm gonna tell you. E is for every single time you make me happy. F for never being untrue. Then comes D for daily kissing. And A for all your tenderness too.
All your tenderness too.
Don't you hear it, Brenda, my love? I keep on telling you, Brenda, my love. Well, now, what little girl is a pearl of a girl? What little girl is the best in the world for me? Brenda, my love.
Brenda, my love.
Well, guess who that is? That is Glen Campbell. Yes, an early Glen Campbell record. Anyway, he has had earlier ones before that where he's trying his hand at rockabilly and country and whatever else. And, of course, he was like the guy that played all the guitar licks on the Beatles' early Beach Boys singles like Surfing USA and all that stuff. That's him. Session guitarist dude. And on this session, it sounds like he's got pretty much the same backup people that do the Bobby V sessions, you know, Light Has a Thousand Eyes and all that stuff. That would be the Johnny Mann singers, and then, of course, the backup musicians would probably be Leon Russell on piano, and, you know, just all those L.A. session people. And he was tight with them, of course, because, of course, he was one of them. Glen Campbell, back in the day, before he got all kind of crazy, and I think he's making one more record if he hasn't got it finished now. You ought to get it because it is his last one. It's sort of his Men in Black thing. And it's like Neil Diamond also had a record just recently that's gotten pretty popular with the sort of the hipsters. And who knows, maybe this Glen Campbell thing will also take off. We'll see. Vinyl Cowboys number 226. This is Premium Deluxe saying, get your copy of Gathering Doodles. Come on. Doodle me an email right now. And we'll get one sent to you, and you can enjoy my artistic talents. The cartoons are actually good. When you're thinking of cartoons, you're probably thinking of these half-assed things. But I'm a professional-level cartoonist, actually, really. And the reason why I'm not syndicated by anybody is because I don't have any real ideas. But the cartoons themselves are good. So there. 1961 was the year of that last record.
You're bored. You've seen the movie at the drive-in. You've made the scene downtown. And tonight, dancing seems a drag. And you're bored. Someone suggests a ride. So everybody piles into the car and you hit the road, looking for something called excitement. After a few miles, you realize the whole bit is dull. You're hungry for something different, a new experience, a new thrill, no matter what the cost. Then somebody breaks out the grass or the speed. You know it's wrong. You know it's illegal. But for the moment, you don't care. You're out of it. Then suddenly there's a crash. And you're really out of it. This is Jackie Bennington, America's Junior Miss, telling it like it is. In my book and in the law books, using drugs as a bad scene.
Oh, public service announcement with crash that don't sound like crash.
It sounds like somebody hitting a plate or something.
You should tell the listeners what we're listening to.
We could have done a lot better than that one.
What? What are you doing?
Your haunted music, I can't hear.
Don't touch that knob! Don't!
Don't touch that dial,
don't,
okay.
Don't touch... Skull, 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 flitch, flash.
What did you just say?
Oh, my God, you're the
Deedle, deedle, deedle. Okay, now...
Slim Dim sings Nicolina and other favorites.
Vinyl Cobwebs number 226, On the March.
Tell them what we're listening to.
What are we listening to? Oh, sounds to make you shiver.
It's on the Soma.
For it is October, in the year 2011.
2011?
20...
What was that?
2011, that is.
What? I'm scared.
This is a very bad rendition of a cat. But the wind is howling in a frightfully Halloween-y manner. Manner? 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 Lame?
Bad. Bad. Move it past that. Do it! Do it now! Desert was that subject. You want me to yell? I'll yell at you, Drac, in German. You ready?
Here we go.
You ready for me to yell at you in German?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Guten Tag, Link, so drive here.
Angestellt?
Nein. Du hast mich gefragt.
Was hast mich gefragt?
Du hast mich gefragt.
Oh, would you like
some... Einstein, I saw the Rosen Road.
Would you like some custard?
Custard, good. Vinyl Cobwebs, happy Halloween to everyone.
Happy Halloween!
Yeah. I heard that track.
Crazy man, crazy. 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 Oh man, that music's gone. When I go out and I want a treat, find me a band with a solid beat. Take my chick and we dance about. When they start rocking more, we start shout, shout. Crazy man, crazy. Crazy man, crazy. Crazy man, crazy.
Thank you. crazy man, crazy. Crazy man, crazy. Man, that music's gone, gone. It's a crazy man, crazy. Crazy man, crazy. Crazy man, crazy. Man, that music's gone, gone. They play it soft, they play it strong. They play it wild and they play it long. You just keep playing till they break it down. You keep them rocking on. You gotta say it's crazy man, crazy. Crazy man, crazy. Crazy man, crazy.
Try to recreate! Recreate!
I know you like your Sounds to Make You Shiver album, Drac. I know you like it.
Sounds to Make Me Shiver with Pleasure!
It's his record. Yes. Do you listen to that when you're packing your meat?
It's my record.
That sounds awful.
It's my record and I can play it if I want to. Play it if I want to. You would play it too if it was your record too.
When your hair's cut short like that, Drac, it makes me want to look inside at your scowl. Your scowl is shaped funny.
Boy, scowl, scowl, scowl!
Oh, look at Charles. Look at that wet t-shirt. Arrgh.
Oh, delicious. Look at those little things sticking out of there.
She's the most, the guest the most, the guest the most times on Love Boat. I had a hard time getting that out.
Does anyone know what we were talking about?
No, we're talking about Coochie Coo. What's that?
I don't know.
Email us at finalcomments.
She sounded very frightened.
At hotmail.com. We try to come back next week. We'll be back, Donovan Premium.
We will be back with a better edition of Vinyl Cupboards, number 227. I hope.
Say goodbye, Drac.
Goodbye, Drac.
I don't want to put wings on your scalp.
Dithering doodles!
You always have to have last word.
She's still pretty hot for her age.
Who, Nicolas Cage?
No. Yeah.
Oh.